Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya. Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya. Gaura Bhakta Jaya. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya
Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
I am not fit to speak all these confidential words.
about my visiting Lord Madan Gopal and Lord Govinda. Omagyanam Timirandasya Agyanam Janaha Shalakaya Chakshurun Milita Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapita Vijena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tadubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In February of 1975, Srila Prabhupada was traveling in what they call Central America. It's not North America, it's not South America. So he arrived in a famous temple where he personally installed the deities, Shri Shri Nitai Gaurachandra. And this is in Atlanta, in the United States. So upon his arrival, he gave an arrival address, and Srila Prabhupada began. So I'm so glad to see you all, and I'm coming first from Mexico City, and then Caracas, and then Miami, and then now I am here in Atlanta. And then Srila Prabhupada said, so I see that your temple is the best. And all the devotees say, Jai, Jai,
Jai Ho,
Jai Ho.
So then Srila Prabhupada said something like, so, you know, famous, so, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind, Paramakaruna. These two lords, and he was looking at the deities in Atlanta, and they die Gaura Chandra. And then he specifically says, Nityananda Prabhu. And after some moment, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are very kind. And then he looks at the disciples and looks at the Lord. You see? You see? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna uses words like that when he speaks to Arjuna. Pashyame. What are those words? Pashyame. See. See. In other words, Srila Prabhupada is empowering those who are with him. They are very kind. And then he says, you see? Question, you see? They have appeared just to reclaim the fallen souls of this age. So they are more kind than Krishna. Then Srila Prabhupada checked himself. So before I continue to say what he said, by checking himself, we should know that we cannot see Nitaigo or Chandra, at least myself personally, or I cannot see Shishi Radha or Monkey Bihari or Nitai or Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman with these eyes. Cannot see with these eyes. So, in another exchange, when Srila Prabhupada said, you cannot see with these eyes. So the disciple, he asked Srila Prabhupada, how can we see? Then Srila Prabhupada quoted from Brahma Samhita. Premanjana Churiti Churiti Bhakti Vilo Shanena Shanta Sadeva Videshu Vilo Tayanti Yam Shama Sundara Machinti Guna Sorupa Govinda Vadi Purushat Nalita Mahabhajami. So Srila Prabhupada said we have to see both the consciousness that is anointed with the salve of devotion from these eyes. It's the eyes of the heart. That's what the soul decides. You, the spirit soul. And then the disciple asked Prabhupada, but I have no devotion to see. I have no devotion to see because Prabhupada is quoting Brahma Samhita. He's quoting Lord Brahma. I have no devotion to see. And you're saying that we should see with the eyes of the self of devotion. And then Srila Prabhupada said something like, but I am telling you to see. I am. So by our own efforts and by our own sadhana and by our own chanting and whatever we practice in Krishna consciousness, it is there, some effort is there, but Jayashila Prabhupada is saying, the Nitai, Gauri Chandra, they are very kind, you see. And when you translate the words you see, there's a question mark. There's a question mark. Because that's his way of speaking English. You see? You see? In other words, he's saying in proper English, can you see? Because there's a question mark when you translate. So he's allowing us by his mercy, Srila Prabhupada, to see. Otherwise, it's not possible. So then when he mentioned these words, they are more kind than Krishna. And Prabhupada checked himself. Krishna. Or he is also very kind. He comes to deliver. But Krishna, he demands that first of all you surrender. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he does not demand the surrender. So later on, it's like a transcendental, you could say, disagreement. Transcendental disagreement. That Krishna is saying, first you surrender, but Mahaprabhu is saying, and Prabhupada quotes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he even does not demand the surrender. And in this particular verse we read today, which I'll read again, and he says, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind. And when he's speaking, if you hear the tape, he was hearing the tape, Atlanta, February 28, 1975. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind, and his voice started choking. Then he said, so you think shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be happy? Thank you very much. And then he broke down, completely weeping. You'll hear the tape. So in relation to Nitai Gaurachandra, in this verses we read today, this one particular verse stands out. And in text number 208, Preme Manta Nityananda Kripa Avatara Uttama Adama Kichu Nakare Vichara. Because Lord Nityananda is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between the good and the bad. It does not distinguish between the good and the bad. So, when Srila Prabhupada was asked the question about Lord Nityananda, how he does not distinguish between the good and the bad, and he gave the famous Lila, pastime of Jagayan and Madai. Famous Jagayan. Yeah. So, one of the qualifications of a great personality is Karunika. Karunika means? The word Karunika specifically means not just mercy, but the greatest mercy. The word Karunika means the greatest mercy, not just mercy. Because mercy can also mean Kripa, Daya, but when you use the word Karunika, it means the greatest mercy. And the greatest mercy is to those who do not want the mercy. That means they do not have any adhikar. Even if you give them, they don't take. So that is the greatest mercy, Karunika. So while engaged in preaching work, Lord Nityananda had to meet many opposing elements. And therefore, as a devotee, rather than the Supreme Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda is greatly merciful, Karunika, and that indicates within that consciousness of the greatest mercy, Karunika, that you don't have to remind yourself that you have to be tolerant. You don't have to remind yourself that you have to be tolerant. So the word Karunika indicates that Lord Nityananda is naturally tolerant and he does not know it. Naturally tolerant, but he does not know it. So that's why Karunika. So, you know, because the conditioned souls of those who are not eligible to receive the transcendental mercy or the knowledge of devotional service. And on top of that, the conditional soul, they don't even like it. They don't even like it. That is their disease, Prabhupada says. That is their disease. That why are you stopping me on the street? Why am I doing this book? That's where Karunika comes. So that type of saintly person or sadhu does not know that what he or she is doing is the most thankless task. Is the most thankless task. I have to put myself a little bit forward, but I have personal experience of this thing. Before I joined Krishna consciousness, in the main street in Durban, I used to see the devotees distributing books and sometimes I was having harinam. So to avoid them completely, I crossed the road and go the other side. Because I wasn't really interested in all these people, they were crazy. They were wearing bed sheets, jumping on the ground. I'm an educationist and I do vocational guidance in school. Can't these fellows get a decent job and have a life, you know? I was thinking of that. So when I was doing my master's study in psychology through UNISA, correspondence, I did one ancillary course for the masters called a comparative religion. That's when I came across Prabhupada's books. Then I realized these people are not so pagla after all. So then I joined and I became like that, same street. But I knew that the person on the other side, he saw me, he crossed. So I'm going to cross too because I used to do that. So I used to, you know, pick my transcendental victims in a way. So I'll watch the fellow, oh, he's been nice, oh, he's a dressed up man, he's got his sponsor. He'd see me, he'll cross the other side, so I'll let him cross. He'll look back, I won't look, turn my head. I said, I didn't know, so I'll catch him on the other side. And they'll tell me the same thing. They'll preach to you. It's like a thankless task. It's a thankless task. What are you doing wasting your time with life? And then, you know, some of them even tell you, look, you look like a decent fellow, you know. I can get you a job. Why are you suffering like this? I'm not suffering, he's suffering. I'm thinking like that. It's like, you don't feel it's a thankless, you don't feel it. And you don't feel you're tormenting it. You don't feel it at all. So that's Nityananda. And that mercy is invested in the incarnation of the Karunika, the compassion of Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Prabhupada. It's invested in. Srila Prabhupada is the personification of that. And greatest of mercy to the fallen souls. Then, sometimes Srila Prabhupada writes that the devotees, when they preach, they are attacked violently. Attacked violently. And then somebody asked, who is that? Shri Prabhupada said, don't you know? Lord Jesus Christ. You know, they attacked him violently, they killed him. But then the Prabhupada said, of course that is superficial anyway. They couldn't really kill him. But they thought they killed him. He was crucified. Then he said, oh, don't you know? Haridas Thakur was beaten, whipped at 20, you know, 2 marketplaces. And then he said the most violent attack was on Lord Nityananda by Jagai and Manai. And then Prabhupada said something like, Jesus Christ was nothing. At least he was merciful to them and he went into some sub-state of consciousness making them feel that he died. And Haridas Thakur did the same thing. You know what? They threw him to death. But he said, Lord Nityananda, he said, hit me more. He's telling Madai, he's looking at him, you want to hit more? Hit more. He was ready to suffer more. So they don't know they're tolerant. They do not know that they are tolerant. And they do not know that this is a thankless task. They do not know. Why? Because this is beautiful verse. Preme matra nityananda. Preme matra. He was mad in ecstatic love to give it to somebody who doesn't want it. So he doesn't know he's tolerant. How Krishna conscious he must be. He's a preacher. So, how is Srila Prabhupada the same as Lord Nityananda? Jagayat Madhav was nothing to tell you that. That is Haridas Thakur, he faintly died and they threw him in the Ganga. He came on the other side. Actually, Jesus Christ, he went into some internal coma, but came up, you know, 3 days later. He's the Mandi. That's what they said. But Srila Prabhupada, no. Srila Prabhupada went through something that, you know, not even Prahlad Maharaj went through. Not even the Pandavas went through. Oh yes. So we'll just give one incident of how this is. You know, at least for Prahlad Maharaj, Krishna was always there, right? He's always there. But Srila Prabhupada, he felt the sufferings of others who were giving him suffering and still he tolerated. Yeah. So in a morning walk in Los Angeles in 1973, Srila Prabhupada was quoting the verse about Krishna's mercy. And then Srila Prabhupada said, there's Krishna's mercy incarnation. Yeah. And he quoted that famous verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's another one, no? Brahmande, Brahmite Kora, Bhagavanji, Guru Krishna Prasad Pai, Bhakti Ladavichi. Yeah. And then he quoted again, Guru Krishna Prasad Pai, Bhakti Ladavichi. That Krishna is so merciful that he is trying to educate from within. And that same Krishna is so merciful that he sends his representatives to teach from without, from outside. Chaitanya Guru inside and Guru, bona fide Guru from outside in disciplinary succession. See? So he says, and Krishna is trying to educate from within and also from outside he sends his representatives. So in that way, Krishna is merciful that he is trying to bring all these living entities back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada is saying in this morning walk. Two ways, from inside and from outside. And he said, this is Krishna's propaganda machine. And it is going on. So one devotee, Prabhupada initiated, his name is Govardhan Das. He was on the morning walk. And then he told Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, it's you. Yeah? You are the reservoir of mercy, Srila Prabhupada. You are Krishna's mercy incarnation. It's you. Okay. Then Srila Prabhupada said, no. The mercy, because he used Govardhan's own words. Govardhan said, you are like the reservoir of mercy. You are the person, the reservoir of mercy. So Prabhupada twisted it in a nice way. Said, no. The reservoir of all mercy is Krishna. We are servants of Krishna. We have to abide by Krishna's orders. That's all. A real mercy is Krishna's. So he's deflected. So later on, this is a morning walk, it's recorded. So later on, Govardhan, he came to the Los Angeles temple, and he told him, I had this exchange with Srila Prabhupada. He said, when I told Srila Prabhupada that he is that reservoir of mercy, Srila Prabhupada immediately said, no, Krishna is the reservoir of mercy. So then they asked Govardhan, did Srila Prabhupada say that you are right or wrong? He said, I'm going to come to think of it. Prabhupada never said I'm right, and he never said I'm wrong. So a disciple pushed him a little bit. He said, now you go to Prabhupada and you tell him, but we don't know Krishna, we know you. Yeah? We don't know Krishna and we know you. So next day, Bhagavatam class in the morning, Prabhupada said, any question? You know? Because they coaxed him, you know? And Govardhan said, and Prabhupada said, and you should know, before you could take his quest. And you should know that my spiritual master is very merciful. So go over and then ask his question. I only know my spiritual master. I don't know Krishna. Because that's what he wanted to ask. After the Bhagavatam class, Govardhan went to the beginning, that devotee is the person. You see, he knows what's in my heart. He knows you told me to ask, he knows everything. And the next classes came, and Srila Prabhupada said, but I know everything. Prabhupada qualified, obviously. Because I know the knower of everything. Then he asked, and who is the knower of everything? He said, Krishna. Such utter deep, natural humility. Not taking any credit for himself. This is a personification of Lord Nityananda's Karunika. The greatest type of mercy. So then, that is one exchange. And Srila Prabhupada, he went through so much difficulty, you know, in the movement itself. You'll be amazed to know, to preach to new people is the easiest thing. Is the easiest thing. But Srila Prabhupada was spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, you know, coming to the point of 108 centers, 108 temples. That's not a small thing. In a short expanse of 1966 to 1977, just 10 years. Most never, but just 10 years. Okay. So then, one time I was with Ramakrishna Goswami in Vrindavan in about 1993 or so. He's very close friends with His Holiness Giriraj Swami, so I was with both of them, like that. So I was reading one letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote to him. I forget the contents right now. So I told Giriraj Swami that I want to ask him a question about this letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote to him. Because he wrote a letter that Srila Prabhupada replied like this. Yeah. Giriraj Swami arranged it. So I went in there and one of his assistants was with him. And I sat down on the floor and he was on a chair. And he said, so what is your question? Make it very quick and precise. He's like that. So I said, this is the letter from Srila Prabhupada. Can you read it? So he saw the date of the letter. He said, I know this letter, famous. I don't need to pick it, give it back to me. Because he knows, Prabhupada wrote it. So I said, can you tell me the context of your letter that he responded like this? Because that's how you apply when you see something. That's how you apply. That's what I want to tell. So he told me, Prabhu, I won't tell you the context of this letter. He told me something else completely different in relation to all letters that everyone wrote to Prabhupada and he responded. He said, you should know that we were in our 20s. The eldest disciple who joined Srila Prabhupada at that time was Jayananda Prabhu. He was about 30. And Sarasvati Maharaj was like 28 or something. And he said, Srila Prabhupada was over 70 years old. Like practically three times of our age. And he said, this gap, Prabhupada had to deal with. Us. So he started telling me these things. But unfortunately I didn't record it, because Krishna, I said, get recording, he'll chastise me. So he said, deal with us. I'm Tamal Krishna Goswami, I think, me. You should deal with me. He said, we were young, we were green, we were inexperienced. He said, you think it's a thankless task to preach to new people and make them devotees? You'll never ever fathom the thankless task that Prabhupada had to deal with us. To deal with us. Inside. He said, but yet everyone should know. He didn't tell me the contents of his letter, but he's giving me the mood of what happened. But everyone should know that when Srila Prabhupada sits on that Vyasa Sana, he may have just came out of some meeting with the GBC or me or others, but when he sits on that Vyasa Sana, it's as if nothing happened. He's there, he's giving his ecstasies. My purpose, my personal, he's giving it. It's amazing how he used to do that. And he'll sit in the meetings, he'll deal with disciples, deal with all the problems of this movement of spreading Krishna consciousness, and internally devotees getting initiated, leaving, the temple presidents are fighting with the GBC, GBC is fighting with the temple president, who wants to be the superior one and all that stuff. I have to deal with all this. Prabhupada says, deal with all that. But when he sits on the Vyasa and he gives his Bhagavatam classes, you'll never say he has to deal with all these things in the background. So therefore these letters are archived but not for public. They are archived but not for public. Only his responses are there for public. So it's called Shiksha, right? Shiksha. There. So I thought, oh. So I asked him to give one example of how it's a thankless task for him. For his Prabhupada. But Prabhupada enjoyed, loved doing it. And thankless to love doing it. So he said one time, Hansadutta Swami and Ketananda Swami, they were like, there's no Easter Ghosti for them, there's like Musti Ghosti, It's like they're just fighting. Now, these are big generals in Prabhupada's army. You're the Hansadutta Swami? Ramchandra Swami challenged atheistic scientists from Sri Lanka all over the place, and it was made a book. Prabhupada was so pleased with it. And Ketananda Swami was his first sannyas disciple, and they were building up new Vrindavan, and very close to Prabhupada. Prabhupada also nicknamed him, Ketananda. Then he says, Ketananda, come. In like so much affection. Why? Because he was the first person Prabhupada taught to cook, and he became expert. Ketananda Swami was the expert cook. So he called him Ketananda. These are big generals. Big generals in Prabhupada's army. So I thought, oh. So I said, what is it? I asked. He said, Tamakrishna Goswami said that Prabhupada had to deal with, as he said, I can speak about myself, he had to deal with me too, you know. And Prabhupada told me, you know, there was some difficulty, right? So Prabhupada said, what are you going to do? So he just said, you know, in a nonchalant, maybe I should go to China. You should go now. He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. You should go now. And he had to go. He opened up China, but he didn't mean it. So Ketananda Swami was having big issues with Hansaduta Swami. And these are like big GBC men in Prabhupada's army, the generals. They opened up so many new places to preach. Hansaduta was the first one to go to Sri Lanka and deal with all these Buddhist people and open it up. So then, Hansaduta Swami became the personal secretary of Srila Prabhupada. See? And Ketananda Swami wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. Now the personal secretary has to open all letters. So he opened the letter that Ketananda Swami wrote to Srila Prabhupada. It was like an intense letter about management administration. And the tone of the letter was that Ketananda Swami, and he was becoming like having a slight dislike for Indians. Slight dislike for Indians. Yeah. Although he has Indian disciples in Pakistan and so forth, he opened up Pakistan, Ketananda Swami. Not easy to go there. But he had a slight dislike for Indians. And on top of that, Hansaduta Swami is opening the letters and he's Prabhupada's agree. So he's reading the letter from Ketananda Swami to Srila Prabhupada. See? And then he asks Srila Prabhupada, you know, he has a dictaphone, what reply? So he'll record, Prabhupada will reply. Okay. And Prabhupada knew very well that Ketananda Swami dislikes Hansaduta Swami, and Hansaduta Swami dislikes Ketananda Swami, because they have a disagreement of the dislike of Indians from Ketananda Swami, because he defends Indians, because he's preaching in Sri Lanka and India. That's Ketananda Swami. So he knows this dislike is going on. So Srila Prabhupada very expertly, he said, Hansaduta Swami Maharaj, I want you to reply to Ketananda Swami as if I am replying. Just see how expert. And Shiva was not phased, you know, he was not such a merciful person. Not phased at all. So he saw Hansaduta's face. Prabhupada, you want me to reply as if you are replying? Yes. Now. So Hansaduta had to get into the consciousness of Srila Prabhupada to answer Ketananda. And very nicely, you know, he was answering to Ketananda Swami. Prabhupada said, very good. Prabhupada sighed, as if he's writing the reply. Ketananda received the letter and he wrote back to Shiva, Prabhupada, you're so good, nice, you resolved everything for me, you know, and so forth. So years later, after Prabhupada left the planet, Ansadatta told the kid, huh? You wrote that? Yeah, Prabhupada asked me to. When I wrote that, I became purified, I began liking you. I could see, you know, how much service you're doing for Prabhupada. He said, you mean your Prabhupada designed? He said, why didn't you tell me then? Then I would have changed my attitude towards you too. No, I couldn't say because Prabhupada didn't tell me to tell him that I wrote. That's thankless. That is thankless. This movement is only running because of this foundation. There's nothing else. We are all small, insignificant. Very, very, very important. Then another problem. You know, what Srila Prabhupada had to go through, you know, he says a little different, you know. At least, you know, Prabhupada Maharaj to preach to his own teachers in a Sandana Marga. Prabhupada couldn't do that. He had to very carefully, very sensitively deal with his own leaders. So then, like Nityananda Prabhu personified mercy Karunika, Srila Prabhupada also was Surya. He was a well-wisher of everyone, including his own enemies. So His Holiness Giriraj Swami now is writing at least maybe three or four volumes, just on the greatest challenge that Srila Prabhupada faced in spreading Krishna consciousness on this planet. And Srila Prabhupada said, it was my biggest fight. And you should write about this. You know why? Juru, Mumbai. With Mr. N, Mr. Nine. The land, the permission of the commissioner and all that problem. Big, 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 huge problem. These books will come out. Three or four volumes will come out. So this was going on, and then some of the devotees, including His Holiness Giriraj Swami, he said, Srila Prabhupada, why are we fighting over this land? You know? It's only 4 lakhs deposit we gave. For American money is nothing. She brought 4 lakhs. Christmas money, I gave money, this is Christmas land. Srila Prabhupada, it's all right, you know, let's go somewhere else. Because they couldn't fight, they were all foreigners, you know, it was like hard for them. Srila Prabhupada stood his ground like that. So eventually, you know, on one hand, you're dealing with your own disciples who are not envious of you. You know, because they surrendered, whether they like raw or untrained, but still, you know, they're fighting amongst themselves. When it comes to Srila Prabhupada, full Guru Nishtha, full. And a full Guru Nishtha. And they'll fight that side. When they come, Prabhupada, yes, I'll cooperate with him. For you, full Guru Nishtha. We are both at the same level. Yeah. But what was more difficult for Srila Prabhupada, even more than Lord Nityananda or Haridas Thakur or Prahlad Maharaj or the Pandavas, what they went through, is that people voluntarily were becoming more and more envious of Srila Prabhupada and putting so much obstacles. And Srila Prabhupada said, there was a lot more obstacles than in India. Everywhere else there may have been difficult, but not like India. You know that famous, Dhammaradhamma, big obstacles. Right from the top, from central government, all the way down. And they were backing the commissioner. They were backing the sheriff of Bombay, central government. Don't give this permission. So the Prabhupada said, he knew they were so envious. They wanted to close us down. So eventually, Srila Prabhupada, one disciple said, you know, what to do? He's asking Srila Prabhupada, you know, it's too much, it's just too much. So then every day, you know, Srila Prabhupada is thinking, this must end. He was the ex-sheriff of Bombay. And he owned two of the daily English newspapers in the whole Maharashtra. And imagine how much, you know, propaganda against us in the newspaper. He owned the Free Press Journal. You know the Free Press in those days? He owned two daily newspapers. Big man. So then, what should be done? Then Srila Prabhupada, they saw that Prabhupada was every day, you know, Mr. N, giving so much difficulty. For 3 months in a row, Prabhupada spent time there. Never spent in the whole world, you know. 3 months in a row, he spent time just to sort out things. Yeah. So Mr. N. So one innocent disciple, very innocent, naive, Prabhupada was chanting. He says, call to Mahavishnu, call Giriraj, which is all the sound, while you're chanting. So the innocent disciple told to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, you know, better chant Hare Krishna and here. Why do you have to think of this Mr. N and while you're chanting, you know? In a very innocent way. Yeah. Tell Srila Prabhupada. Because, you know, he affected Prabhupada so much. Because he called it his greatest fight, his greatest victory. Yeah. And you know the jewel property today? It's the highest real estate that we have in the world in all temples. If you take all 650 acres of Mayapur land, it's still not worth that value of these few acres in jewels. Highest real estate. So this disciple said, Prabhupada, so much trouble, don't think so much of Mr. N. We chant Hare Krishna, you told us like that, you know. So Srila Prabhupada looked at this and yes. Just as Kamsa was thinking constantly of Krishna, but unfavorably. But and I am constantly thinking of this Mr. N, same way. Just see how Prabhupada reversed it. And Prabhupada, you know, Kamsa, he couldn't sleep, you know. Kamsa, there's nothing there. He'll see Krishna in the reflection. Nothing is there. It's Kamsa, constantly thinking of Krishna, but not Anukul in the Krishna answer, no, but not unfavorable, but unfavorable. So Prabhupada reversed it. Yes, just as Kamsa was thinking of Krishna, I am thinking of this man. Unfavorably for him, but favorable for Shishi Radha Rasavya. And it is like, huh? Kamsa thinking Krishna, Prabhupada thinking, Kamsa was unfavorable. So Prabhupada is unfavorable to him, but favorable for Krishna. Reversed it. So later on, the disciples, after the everything was over, then they even got permission to build. There's another big fight, just permission to get the construction going. Permission to build. Then Srila Prabhupada said, eventually, what can be done? We are meant to tolerate. We are meant to? What can be done? We are meant to tolerate. And just we are meant to tolerate, it will all come out, you know, victorious for Krishna and for Srimati Narayani. And that's exactly what happened. And then Srila Prabhupada told the disciples, you should know for sure that I am always your ever well wisher. I am always your ever well wisher. And you should also know for sure, I am also always the ever-well-wisher of Mrs. Nair. the wife of that man. You know, he was engulfed in flames, you know. Somehow, right opposite to our land, he was headed apart. He died in flames. So, he was very compassionate to the wife. So then, the question was asked to Srila Prabhupada, how to get along with Nityananda's mercy? Then Srila Prabhupada said, in order to get along with Nityananda's mercy, one has to approach Radha and Krishna. But in order to approach Radha and Krishna, we have to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. But in order to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we have to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And then he said, in order to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we have to approach people like Jagai and Madai and preach to them to come to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So follow in his footsteps. So one internal pastime of Srila Prabhupada with his disciples about Lord Nityananda. Srila Prabhupada was not staying in Jew at that time. This is early in 1970-1971 because of his litigation. Yeah. So he was staying at a very, you could say, aristocratic, pious, industrialist gentleman. The name of Kartikeya Mahadevi. He was one of the big persons in Mumbai who supported us also with all these difficulties. So while Srila Prabhupada was staying there in near downtown Mumbai, he received a phone call from the temple president in Calcutta, who informed Srila Prabhupada that one of his oldest disciples, who's older even than the temple president, joined before him in Calcutta from the west, like that, and fallen into some difficulty, and he was smoking ganja. Marijuana, right? Yeah. Then Srila Prabhupada on the phone told the temple president in Calcutta that you tell him that if he doesn't stop smoking ganja, I will reject him immediately. Very heavy. Then Srila Prabhupada got off the phone, and next to him, while he was speaking like that, Tamakrishna Swami had the whole thing. Like that. Yeah. So Tamakrishna Swami asked, Srila Prabhupada, is it true that you would reject him if he doesn't stop smoking ganja? And Srila Prabhupada said, no. I cannot reject anyone. But then he said differently on the phone. Okay. Now, Tamakrishna Goswami, he has his relationship with Prabhupada, so he pushes that little bit, you know? Coaxes him. Prabhupada accepted it, especially from him. Then Tamakrishna Goswami, he questioned, but Srila Prabhupada, don't you have to draw a line somewhere? Is there not some limit with all these things, no? Because he knows he is going through a lot of difficulty, Prabhupada, with some of it. Is there not some limit? Don't you have to draw the line somewhere? Srila Prabhupada said, no. The mercy of Lord Nityananda is unlimited. So just by that statement we can understand that Srila Prabhupada is fully empowered with the Karunika. Know the full greatest mercy of the personification of Lord Nityananda. Okay, do you have any comments or questions you'd like to ask?
First.
My health has improved a little bit today, so it's getting better.
Hare Krishna?
Yes.
You said we're meant to tolerate. Prabhupada said we're meant to tolerate. Is there...
No, we are not meant to tolerate. If you cannot tolerate, then you're meant to tolerate.
So is there any limit to like how much tolerance you can tolerate?
Your question is good. It's practical. It's good. It's practical. Yeah. You see, it's like this. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All right. Is there like somebody, I mean, you may be attached to many people, maybe family members or friends or something, but you know, without some discrimination, you know, like that, you know. Can you just mention one name of a person that you like to serve, that you naturally are attached to, you have affection for them, and you know, like that, just one name.
My grandmother.
Your grandmother. Okay? Yeah. Now, can you give me another name?
My brother, who's in America, Rohan.
Your brother, Rohan?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So let's take him as an example. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that this will happen, but, you know, say for example, Rohan is in some difficulty. You know, like you could say, he's involved in something that's not favorable morally, socially, ethically, or even say maybe financially or whatever. Like that. What will you do?
I will try my best to help him with whatever I can, whatever resources I have.
You'll try your best?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want him to succeed.
Huh?
Because I want him to succeed, I don't want him to fail. And I can understand his pain, and I don't want him to go through suffering.
Okay. Good. Is that some lessons? In other words, because of your attachment and affection and serving him, you're feeling his suffering. You're feeling his anxiety. You're feeling his stress. Right? So when you do that and you assist him, and then now he gets out of his anxiety and he gets out of his stress and so forth, and then 3 months later same thing happens, what would you do?
It depends. If he deliberately makes a mistake, then he has to learn, then I can't come and help him. But if
then that means you're not attached to him, you're not affectionate to him.
But the lesson is...
That means you're not. You see, when there's deep relationship between two persons, no matter how many times that person will fall down, you're still there to...
Get them up.
Then you don't have to tolerate. Then you don't have to tolerate. Because that's the simplicity of the language of the heart. And the simplicity of the language of the heart only comes when you don't have to tolerate, when you have a heart-to-heart relationship with somebody, not to exploit and abuse them. And no matter how much they fall down, you are there too. There too. Pick them up. You know, I know somebody, I wouldn't mention it, it's in one of the Western countries. Yeah. I know, they're devoted parents. But I have a daughter who's an actress. Now, you know what that means. And when I see her, it's like, you know, oh, this girl, you know. She's a little attached to me. I like spiritual. Yeah. So every time I tell her, I say, why don't you just get married? And I'm like, you know, it's like you have a different boyfriend every year or something when I come. You know, what's going on? I say, I'm an actress. She says, you know, she's like that, you know. Yeah. But it gives so much of anxiety to the mother and the father. She's like in her 40s now. She's quite a famous actress, you know. So every time I visit, and she knows when I'm coming, so she'll tell them when I'm busy with my spiritual something she'll say. So then I ask the mother, oh, this girl, you know, no, she's my daughter. She's my daughter. No matter what is the situation, she's still my daughter. Because I gave them one instruction. Always keep your heart open for your daughter. Always keep your heart open. One day she'll change. So the mother doesn't need to tolerate the daughter. She doesn't need to tolerate. Why? Why? Because of the simplicity of the language of the heart, this is my child. This is my child. Similarly, this is my friend. Okay, he's my friend, he's having some problems, fine. But he's my friend. That I don't give up. Even if he becomes a non-devotee, still is mine. I don't give that up. I will find help him. That type of relationship doesn't require tolerance. That's the relationship we should have. Srila Prabhupada had that type of relationship with practically all of his disciples. Therefore he says, the mercy of Nityananda is unlimited. But it doesn't mean you should take advantage of that and do some nonsense, but still we cannot reject anything. So if you want to draw the line, that's fine. But you should only draw the line externally. Only draw the line just to joke them, like our Prabhupada says. If you tell him, I will reject him. But he doesn't really mean it. You should only draw the line externally. Okay, one more question from him. And then we'll conclude.
Because of yesterday, I drew, let's say, like 10 questions, but I'll ask one. And it goes like this. Maharaj, people are always afraid of asking questions because they think that, or if they ask questions, people will start taking them, let's say, as equal. Let's say, if I ask a question, people just will respect me, maybe they, because I'll be, let's say, if I ask a question.
Okay, I have a question for you. Why are you creating a problem that does not exist? What you said is in your mind, it's none of that. There's no problem. Why are you creating a problem that does not exist? Now you answer my question.
They warned me not to come with the questions.
Who warned you?
They are warned.
So that means they are convincing you that there is a problem that does not exist.
No, the question is like this.
Okay, can you just ask one question? Ask a question to make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Maharaj, devotees are soft-hearted.
Huh?
Devotees are soft-hearted by nature.
Devotees are?
Soft-hearted.
No, 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 hold on. You're talking about others or yourself?
Myself.
So you are soft-hearted?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And whenever I give myself much to people, they tend to take advantage.
Okay. But is it materially taking advantage or spiritually taking advantage?
Oh, that's cool. So, the more you give yourself to them, you lose money.
The more you give yourself, the more money you lose.
The more you lose value.
The more you lose?
Value. And they treat you like a doormat.
Yes, that means you're giving yourself materially to person and materially they're taking advantage. Yeah. That's going to happen all the time with any relationship in the material world.
So I should withdraw, right?
Huh?
I should withdraw.
You should?
Withdraw.
Withdraw.
No. You see, you do not know how to withdraw. That's one problem. You got it?
Yeah.
So I'll give you a principle to follow. Now yesterday you said, you know, you're very close to Umapati Prabhu, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should meet him and you should give him the necessary time he needs. Right? And you sit him down and then you ask him for instruction that you can follow.
Yeah,
what time? 1 minute. So when you meet him, you must speak 20% and Umapati must speak 80%. You understand?
Yeah.
Not you speak 80% and he speaks 20%. So you make it very precise, concise, that what you need help in and you follow his instruction 100%. If you cannot follow his instruction 100%, then you should immediately tell him. Don't say yes, 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 yes. Because sometimes you not think 100% also. You're saying only 5%. You have to be careful for that. So you must tell him everything and then he'll instruct you of how to go forward. Is that all right?
Yeah. So should I...
When are you going to meet him? Well, let's move forward.
Should I withdraw away from them or...
No, you meet him. No, don't worry about those people and your questions about them. You're soft-hearted, they're taking advantage of you, they're trampling you like a doormat. You talk to him and tell you what to do. You need that kind of help. You understand?
Yes.
I come here once a year, I'm not on the ground. He's on the ground. You need that kind of help, practical help.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. So I should meet him.
When are you going to meet him?
We need to meet him in time.
No. When are you going to have an appointment with him that he is free, he's not busy at that time, he has time for you? When are you going to meet him? Tomorrow sometime?
Umapati Prabhu.
He's a very sincere person, you know? So, Prabhu, you'll meet him tomorrow, he'll ask him.
When are you free?
Just
tomorrow. So now tonight you sleep peacefully and don't tell your friends what you wrote then or again. You only show it to Umapati. Are you okay? So don't create a problem that does not exist. And one more instruction I'm giving you. Let's see if you can really follow this. You won't be able to follow it because you're doing other things. You can see that too. Don't create a problem that does not exist. Very clear. And don't inherit a problem that's not yours. Repeat what I said the second one.
Don't inherit a problem that's not yours.
Yes.
Expound.
Clear?
Yeah.
But if the problem is coming to you and it's not yours, you give it to Umapati. These are two problems that everyone wants. They like, you know, they'll create some pie in the sky, no living there. It's all Maya anyway. The whole material life is illusion anyway. It's temporary but not real. But you'll create a problem that doesn't exist. Maybe like that, maybe. And then you'll take other people's problems because you can solve everything. Don't worry, you come see me, you come see me. not so humble, so proud. At the church, 16 rounds in the morning, anybody comes to you, okay, let's try. But we'll help, you know. And I say nice, you're like half saffron already.
Should I answer?
No. Is staying in ashram?
No,
are you staying in the ashram?
No. I stay at home.
But I always see you when I come, that is
your
side.
Good. How many? 10 kilometers?
Let's say 30 kilometers.
Yeah, but it's not an austerity for you. You like coming, right?
Yeah.
That's good. Especially the prasad, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. All right, so tomorrow we're going to discuss more about Advaita Charya and the connection of Advaita Charya with Srila Prabhupada. And then also we're going to the next day discuss more about Gadadhar Pandit. That's very intimate thing. That's on Friday. And on Saturday, we'll give a little bit more time with each other. With the Srivastako. And we get more into some pastimes about that in relation to Narada Muni and so forth there. They're tolerating me, yeah, these girls. This prasad, right? Right down.
Prasad.
All right, thank you very much for your questions. Also, yes. Srila Prabhupada ki, Pandavta Koti Vaishnava Pandit ki, Sri Bhaktinandara ki, Jaya Gopinath.